This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Gujarat and the Union Territory of Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu beginning today. The Prime Minister will inaugurate the first phase of Namo Hospital at Silvassa in Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu. This 450-bedded hospital, built at a cost of over 460 crore rupees, will significantly strengthen healthcare services in the Union Territory. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for a slew of development projects worth 2,587 crore rupees and address a public meeting at Silvassa. In the evening, the Prime Minister will travel to Surat in Gujarat to launch the Surat Food Security Saturation Campaign. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today highlighted the critical role the CISF plays in safeguarding the nation's vital installations, emphasizing its contribution to national development. Mr. Shah was speaking at the 56th Raising Day celebration of the Central Industrial Security Force, CISF. He asserted that India, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, is set to become the world's third largest economy by 2027.
हमारे प्रधानमंत्री जी ने 2027 तक देश को दुनिया की तीसरी सबसे बड़ी अर्थव्यवस्था बनाना और 47 में एक ऐसे राष्ट्र का निर्माण करना जो दुनिया में सर्वप्रथम हो, ये दोनों संकल्प 140 करोड़ की आबादी के सामने रखे हैं। उस संकल्पों की सुरक्षा में, इस संकल्पों की सिद्धि के लिए CISF का योगदान बहुत महत्वपूर्ण है।
Today is Jan Aushadhi Divas. The day is celebrated to raise awareness about the scheme and promote the use of generic medicines. Pradhan Mantri Bharatiya Jan Aushadhi Pariyojana aims to make quality generic medicines available at affordable prices to all. The Chemicals and Fertilizers Ministry organized week-long activities across the country to support this initiative. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed his gratitude to the government and the people of Barbados for conferring upon him the Honorary Order of Freedom of Barbados Award in recognition of his strategic leadership and valuable assistance during the COVID-19 pandemic. In a social media post, Mr. Modi dedicated the award to the 1.4 billion Indians and to the close relations between India and Barbados. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met with Irish President Michael J. Higgins in Dublin yesterday and conveyed President Draupadi Murmu's regards to him. In a social media post, Mr. Jaishankar said during their meeting they discussed the role of culture in strengthening ties between India and Ireland. The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected the plea of 26/11 Mumbai terror attack accused Tahavur Rana against his extradition to India. 64-year-old Rana is currently lodged in a Los Angeles prison. Tahavur, a Canadian national of Pakistani origin, had filed an emergency application for stay in the Supreme Court of the United States. He argued in his plea that his extradition to India will violate the U.S. law and the United Nations Convention Against Torture. Tahavur Rana is allegedly associated with the Lashkar-e-Taiba terrorist David Coleman Headley, of Pakistani-American origin, who was one of the main conspirators of the attack, which claimed the lives of over 174 people. Starship of rocket company SpaceX, owned by billionaire Elon Musk, exploded minutes after launching from Texas in the United States, marking its second consecutive failure this year. SpaceX termed the incident a rapid unscheduled disassembly and vowed to analyze the data for improvements. In badminton, India's Ayush Shetty has advanced to men's singles quarterfinals of the Orleans Masters Super 300 in France. He will take on Rasmus Gemke of Denmark in the quarterfinal this evening. Shetty, who is ranked 48th in the world, stunned Hong Kong's Jason Gunawan with a 21-17 victory in the pre-quarterfinal. And with that, we end this news bulletin.